Welcome to English as a Second Language podcast number 41. You're listening to English as a Second Language podcast number 41. My name is Dr. Jeff McQuillan from the Center for Educational Development in Los Angeles, California. Go to our website at www.eslpod.com for more information about this podcast and for the scripts for today's podcast. Today's topic is negotiations. Sometimes it's necessary for us to come to an agreement with other people in business and in our personal life. Today we're going to talk a little bit about a tough negotiation or difficult negotiation. Let's get started. I'm not what you would call the world's best negotiator, but sometimes it's necessary to engage in a tough negotiation. Take, for instance, the time I had to renew the lease on my apartment. This was back in college when I was renting a small studio in the Miracle Mile area of Los Angeles. When my lease was up, the landlord and I sat down to hammer out the terms of a new lease. "I'll tell you what I'm going to do," he said. "I'm going to give you a break on rent if you sign a 2-year lease instead of just a 1-year lease." "Well," I said, "I don't know. What sort of break are we talking about here?" "I'll give you a 5% rent increase instead of a 10% increase in exchange for you signing a 2-year lease. It's a win-win situation. You get a cut in rent, and I get the security of a 2-year lease." At this point, I decided to make a counter proposal. "How about this?" I said. "You give me a 1-year lease with a 6% increase." "No, I can't make that sort of deal," he said. "But here's what I can do, and it's my final offer. I'll pay for your electricity for the first 6 months of the lease, along with the other terms I mentioned before." "You drive a hard bargain." "Okay, it's a deal," I said. I guess I could have tried to bargain him down a bit more, but I was happy with our agreement. Now all I had to do was sign on the dotted line. today we're talking about negotiations, when you have to bargain or negotiate with someone, either in business or in your own personal or private life. I started by saying that I'm not what you would call the world's best negotiator. This expression, "I'm not what you would call," or "he is not what you would call," is used to mean I would not be called by someone else a good negotiator, or he would not be called by someone else something that he is not very good at. We often use it as a sort of way to be humble, to not to brag or to boast about yourself. Or you can use it to say that this person is not very good at something. If someone is a terrible singer, you could say, "He's not what you would call the world's best singer." I said that I had to engage or take part in a tough negotiation. A tough negotiation is a difficult negotiation, one that causes you problems. I said I had to renew the lease on my apartment. To renew something, usually a lease or other agreement, means to extend it, to make it go longer. So when you have an agreement or a contract and you renew it, you're committing to a longer period of time. For an apartment in the United States, typically, you sign a one-year lease, and you are committed to 1 year, and after that, you can renew your lease. A lease, of course, is a rental agreement. It's what we call the contract or agreement to rent an apartment or some other building. You can also use the term lease for a car. If you're leasing a car, you're just paying rent on the car. I said that the tough negotiations that I was part of were back in college. We use that expression "back in" to mean when I was or at the time of. Back in the 1920s, people liked to dance to jazz music. Back in, meaning at that time. I said I was renting a small studio in the Miracle Mile area of Los Angeles. A studio apartment is a one-room apartment. Everything, your bedroom, your bed, your kitchen, your clothes, you just have one room. If you have a separate room for the bedroom, that would be called a one-bedroom apartment. But this is just a studio apartment. Miracle Mile area is just a part of Los Angeles in the middle of the city of Los Angeles. I said that my lease was up. When a lease is coming to an end, we can use that expression was up or is up. We also use that with, for example, time. Time is up means there's no more time. If you have students who are taking an exam and the teacher says time is up, he means or she means stop working on your exam. The time is over. A landlord is someone who owns a building and rents part of the building to someone else. I said I was sitting down with my landlord to hammer out the terms of a new lease. To hammer out something means to negotiate, to figure out, to come to a solution. Terms in a negotiation, the terms are the specific points that you are negotiating about. So for a lease on an apartment, the terms would be how long the lease is, how much you pay for rent, whether you pay for gas, electricity, water, and so forth. I used a couple of expressions that are very common in negotiations, whether it's personal or business. One of them was, "I'll tell you what I'm going to do." This is an expression that we would use before we are about to give someone our proposal, our side of the negotiation agreement. "I'll tell you what I'm going to do." I said that the landlord told me he would give me a break on rent. A break here means a reduction, to cut, to reduce, to make less. The expression is a break on something. I'm going to give you a break on the price of a new car, means I'm going to reduce the price or lower the price for you. I responded to the first proposal by my landlord by saying, "What sort of break are we talking about here?" The expression, "what sort of something are we talking about?" means what exactly are the details. My friend wants to go on a trip, for example, and he wants to go camping in a tent out in the middle of the desert. And I say, "Well, what kind of tent are we talking about here?" Meaning, give me more information about it. By the way, I would never go tenting or camping in the desert. I'm not a camper. Anyway, back to our story. I said that the landlord proposed giving me a break on rent in exchange for me signing a 2-year lease. In exchange for is a common negotiating term. You give me something, I give you something. It's an exchange. We give each other something of value. The expression win-win situation, when I said it's a, or the landlord told me it's a win-win situation, this is a business expression. Win-win means you win and I win. We both benefit from the negotiation. The landlord said I would get a cut in rent. A cut in rent is the same as a break in rent. Now, I wasn't happy with the landlord's first proposal, so I made a counter proposal. A counter proposal means after someone proposes, you return with your own ideas. We even use that word counter as a verb. He countered my proposal with another proposal. Counter offer is the same as counter proposal. I said in my counter proposal, I introduced it by saying, "How about this?" And then I gave him my idea. That expression, "how about this," is used before we are about to give someone our side of a negotiation or our ideas about how the contract or the negotiation should be. You can also use this expression when you're trying to come to an agreement with someone about what to do. For example, on the weekend, you could say, you want to go to the movies. I want to go to the beach. How about this? We go to the movies first and then the beach. That is a use of how about this. My landlord said he couldn't make the sort of a deal that I wanted. A deal is an agreement. He replied to me, but here's what I can do, and it's my final offer. There are two expressions there. Here's what I can do is what you would say in a negotiation when you are not agreeing completely with the other person, but you're willing to meet them halfway, meaning you're willing to compromise in the negotiation. The other expression is final offer. When someone says, it's my final offer, they mean, that's it. That's all I'm willing to do or to give. So if you are bargaining, for example, in a store, and someone says, that's my final offer, take it or leave it is another expression, meaning you can accept it or reject it, but that's all I'm going to give. I ended by saying that I said to my landlord, you drive a hard bargain. A hard bargain is a difficult bargain or difficult agreement, but the expression to drive a hard bargain means that the other person is a very difficult negotiator, that the negotiations are very difficult, are very tough. I said that it's a deal, meaning I agree to your terms. I didn't try to bargain my landlord down more. To bargain someone down means to get them to reduce their price, for example. After I agreed to my landlord's terms, I said that all I had to do was sign on the dotted line. The dotted line in a contract is where you put your signature, where you are agreeing to something. And that is a common expression in English. Sign on the dotted line means you are going to sign a contract agreeing to something. Well, that's going to do it for today's ESL podcast. Email us and tell us where you are and who you are. We would love to hear from you. Our email address is ESLPOD@ESLPOD.com. I'm Jeff McQuillan from Los Angeles, California. We'll see you next time on ESL Podcast.
ESL Podcast is produced by the Center for Educational Development in Los Angeles, California. This podcast is copyright 2005.